You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
For you, my friend, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Jesus Christ, we celebrate your birthday. You are the greatest, and you are one of us. You died for our sins, and you've risen from the dead to be declared the Son of God with power. We worship you and celebrate your grace, your forgiveness, your life. We believe, and we say in your name, Amen. The news of Christmas is good, and the words of Christmas are clear. The news is angelic, and so are the words. Everybody can understand them. They are in our language, our ordinary, everyday, and unangelic language. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That word, you, is significant. It means you, not someone else, but you. The news is something like a painting I saw some years ago, a famous painting by Stuart of George Washington. Washington's eyes are always looking at you. You can walk from one end of the room to the other, and the eyes are still looking at you. This is God's eye on you. This is Christmas. The gift in a donkey's feed box is for you. You don't need to exchange it for another one that better suits your tastes or needs or desires. What could better suit a sinner anyway than a Savior? What could be better for anyone spending his life beneath the lengthening shadows of death than the deliverer from death and the conqueror of the coffin? The angel was talking to some shepherds. They were ordinary men, strong men in some ways, and weak in others. They were rough men, not smooth men. They were country people, not city people. Wild beasts, a prowling thief, or even a crashing thunderstorm did not frighten them. Now they were frightened. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. The angel said to them, "Don't be frightened. Unto you a Savior is born." The men were humble, poor, lowly people. They didn't have a lot. Maybe that's our problem today. We have a lot that promises to thrill, excite, cheer, brighten, and gladden us. But now we've got a Savior. Big deal. What do comfortable, affluent, luxury-loaded people need to be rescued and redeemed from? Why do they need a Savior? If one is not hungry, who needs the bread of life? If one is free to do as he pleases, who needs to be freed from anything? If one is not thirsty, who needs the water of life? What if, my friend, all you had today was that baby in Bethlehem? What if there were no presents or parties, no trees or decorations, no candy, cards, or cookies? If Christmas were just Jesus Christ, that's all. I can just hear somebody asking, "You mean all I'm getting for Christmas is a savior? Nothing more?" You should be so poor, my friend. Nothing but Christ. Only Christ, the Lord. What if you had only Christ? What if you had nothing but Christ? Maybe for the first time in your life, you could laugh and leap and shout and dance and sing with reckless mirth and unbridled joy at Christmas time. Old people can join young people, for the joy of it all, unto you is born a Savior. Unto you is born a Savior. Everybody knows that Christmas is the birthday of Jesus Christ. Is that really what you've been thinking about and getting ready for during these busy, crowded pre-Christmas days, these days of shopping and cooking and partying? Have you been getting ready for the manger mystery and miracle? Or is it the kind of time described by Irma Bumbeck in one of her columns? Mrs. Bumbeck sees herself going shopping during the days before Christmas and talking to her son, Billy Joe. Her words tell you what is on her mind. "I did buy my Christmas cards last January. I just can't find them," she says to Billy Joe. "Cheap stuff. They always put out the cheap stuff at Christmas. Did you see that man shove me?" "Same to you, fellow." "I forgot to get something for the mailman. Boy, everyone's got their hand out at Christmas, haven't they?" "I don't care if the box fits. Just any box will do. So don't send it. Let me occupy the whole bus with it." "Billy Joe, you're too old for the Santa Claus bit. Don't think that I don't know what you want in line. Standing there for a lousy candy cane. You'd stand in line if they were handing out free headaches." "I forgot Linda's birthday. Doesn't that beat all? That's what she gets for being born on Christmas Day. Boy, some people have a fat nerve having a birthday on Christmas Day. I don't know of anyone who has the gall to be born on Christmas Day." "What did you say, Billy Joe?" What Billy Joe said was, "I know someone." These little snips of conversation come from a newspaper article written several years ago by Irma Bumbeck titled, "One More Ho-Ho and I'll Paste You in the Mouth." That's Christmas for a lot of people. It's not a birthday at all. And it certainly is not the birthday of the Savior of the world. It is not really Christmas. Christmas is the birthday of a baby who was really born, who really died and really rose from the dead. He was born, and he can never be unborn. Because of him, people are reborn. Because he was born as he was, God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name. Because he died for the sins of all, his name is Lord and Savior. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Unto you is born this day a Savior. It was the middle of the night, wasn't it? And still the angel said, "This day." Of course, the new day began for those people at 6 p.m. the previous day. But there's more to it than that. The light of the world was born in that cowshed, and wherever that living light is present, the darkness is not so deep and frightening. Where he is born, there is light and hope and comfort and joy and strength, patience, bravery, courage, cheerfulness, endurance, and even love to brighten the deepest midnight of misery and pain. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. The town was called Bethlehem, which means house of bread. He called himself the bread of life. It was fitting that he should be born in the house of bread, with the promise that whoever feeds and feasts on him by faith will never die. It's a real place in our real world. Bethlehem, the house of bread. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. In the cradle looms the cross. This baby was born to die on that bitter and bloody tree, to rise in glory from that garden tomb in order to save, to to deliver a lost and death-enslaved world, to bring people back to God, rescued from sin and Satan and the sorrow of the grave. When he died, all died, and he died for all, that those who live by faith in him might be rescued from the death of this dying world, and henceforth live, not to themselves, but for him who for their sakes died and rose again. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ. He's the anointed of God. That's what Christ means. There were other anointed people in the history of God's people, and some of them were kings. But this baby was the ruler of the universe. One of his men put it this way. He humbled himself and obeyed God, even to the death of a cross on Calvary. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, and even under the earth. The crucified Christ is the cosmic king. Everything that is and everything that happens is in his domain. He has been anointed to be God's man for all men everywhere. He is Christ, over all forever, God blessed forever. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. That's the Old Testament name for God, the Lord. It is the word nobody spoke ever. God himself spoke it in the burning bush when he talked to Moses. My name, he said, is I Am. The baby is God's great I Am. He summons us to faith in God, to acceptance of his forgiveness, and to a life of love with faith in God. No wonder the shepherds were afraid. It's enough to turn people away in fear, even today. But there he was in the manger, and the shepherds saw him and were comforted. This is God, God himself, laughing, crying, and cooing in the Bethlehem barn. Stars stoop to worship him, and we have a brother who is Lord. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. The news is good and true. The words are clear and true blue. Angelic words they are, bearing tidings of comfort and joy. It's enough to make babies smile and strong men weep. The shepherds came and believed. His mother believed. And she sang in the words of a poet, blue homespun and the bend of my breast keep warm this small, hot, naked star fallen to my arms. Rest, you who had so far to come. Now nearness satisfies the body of God sweetly. Quiet he lies, whose vigor hurled a universe. He sleeps, whose eyelids have not closed before. His breath, so light it seems no breath at all, once ruffled the dark deeps to sprout a world. Charmed by doves' voices, the whisper of straw, he dreams, hearing no music from his other spheres. Breath, mouth, ears, eyes, he is curtailed, who overflowed all skies, all years. Older than eternity, now he is new, now native to earth as I am, nailed to my poor planet, caught that I might be free, blind in my womb, to know my darkness ended, brought to this birth for me to be newborn, and for him to see me mended, I must see him torn. Christmas is coming, my friend. The news is good, in words angelic, floating through the skies. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Lord. Amen.